Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. It's a time for a little midweek fuel to kind of get us jacked up and ready to roll because we've hit that lull on hump day and we're right in the middle. But what would happen if we were to take a little bit of time today in our 5 minutes or so and take a look at what would it take for us to be a better us? What will it take for me to be a better me and you to be a better you? How would we set a course for that? Well, here's a couple things that I think the scriptures give us a heads up on. Proverbs 16:3 says, "Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans." So if you're looking for a direction, if you're looking for a process, a plan, and what you're to do that would bless the Lord, he says there's one thing we have to do on the front end of that. Commit to himself. Whatever we do, commit that to the Lord, and he will establish your plans. Now, what happens if you're doing something that you don't feel like you can commit to the Lord? Then that's when we have to stop and say, do I really need to change course? Or maybe I need to completely obliterate the present course to get on the right course. Because the first thing he says, that whatever you're doing, if you want him to establish your plans to bless your future, you got to commit what you are and what you do to the Lord. And then over in Jeremiah chapter 29, the scripture says that God knows the plans that he has for you. Plans that were there and are there to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you hope, and to give you a future. So once again, what we see is we need to commit what we have to the one who has a plan. And then in Proverbs 16:9, it says that in their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. Let's set the proper course. And then secondly, let's make sure that we stay the course. The psalmist wrote in chapter 33, verse 1 of the Psalms, "The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart from generation to generation." So in essence, what the Lord has given us is direction that feels like something that is out of date or something that draws all the way back to the time of Noah or to Moses or to Abraham. What we're saying is he is the same forever. From generation to generation, his plans stand forever. Nobody's been able to outdo God in our plans. So if we're to do that, let's in the set of course, what do? We commit our lives to the Lord. What do? We trust his plan. In the middle of that, what happens? We trust that he's going to establish our steps, and we find those when we spend time with him. How do we stay the course? We recognize that the Lord's counsel is the same today, it will be the same tomorrow, and it was the same yesterday. In James chapter 1, listen to what he wrote. "Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow." In other words, you shouldn't have to change your course. You just need to stay on his course. You see, his course doesn't have shadow casted upon it. His course isn't wobbly and broken. His course is one of those things that allows us to be able to take this last passage on stay the course. Proverbs 21, "Whoever pursues righteousness and love finds life, prosperity, and honor." Watch this. So if we commit all that we do to the Lord, we can establish that he will direct our paths. If we recognize that the path he's driven for us and prepared for us is that we prosper, not to harm us, but to do good for us and give us a hope and a future, then we can allow the Lord to establish our steps. And in the middle of that, we can know that his steps are going to last forever. His direction isn't going to waver. And we know that all good things come from him. And whoever pursues righteousness, which is to pursue God, that person will find life, prosperity, and honor. My friend, set a course to a better you. Stay the course to be a better you. And day by day, his mercies, his justice, his love, and his grace will saturate you, and we will find a better us. Oh, my friend, it is so worth committing all that we have to the Lord so that we might have a better us, which, by the way, will always result in a better family, better friendships, better relationships, and a better life. God bless you. I hope to see you Sunday at Sugar Hill Church at 9:30 or 11. Bye now.